What's good? What's good? We're back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pico, host of the Paul Pico Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Conversation Podcast. Your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today, I'm going to react to my Monday movie reviews today. And the way it works is I'm going to play the trailer of the movie that I'm going to react to today. Is Guy Ritchie's The Covenant. So this is the Triple P, Triple M reviews. And let's get into it. Let's play the official trailer of Guy Ritchie's The Covenant. And then I'm going to give you my opinion of the movie as I watched it already. And here we go.
John, you have Tally's approaching.
You still don't remember a thing.
I don't remember any of it.
I only remember the interpreter. Why he wants this job?
I need the money.
Don't disappoint and turn out to be a pain in the ass.
No, not me, sir.
Money isn't the reason he wants this job.
It's Alabama killed his son.
Stop the vehicle, Sergeant.
We don't want to go down this road.
You're out of your bounds, Ahmed. You're here to translate.
Actually, I'm here to interpret.
John, you have Tally's approaching.
Well, I won't back down.
For 3 weeks, this family believed you were dead. We owe that man your life.
There wasn't enough for him to carry me across those mountains. Now he's hiding in a hole somewhere. I should be in that hole.
You could stand me up at the gates of hell.
Everything all right, John?
No, everything's not all right. There is a hook in me. Ahmed and his family are in trouble.
We can't intervene.
I am gonna have to get him out myself.
Listen, you're gonna be alone.
There ain't no
you gotta adapt. Here's what you got.
If you can give me the location, I can get him out of the country.
It's too dangerous.
You'll become very popular with the Taliban.
I miss you. Love you, Daddy.
Love you, Daddy.
You think if I could be free of this debt, I wouldn't be? You think I have a choice? There is no choice.
No, I won't back down.
Oh, man. Yeah, really good trailer. First things first, I think, you know, this might have been a true story. I could be wrong about that. Just to show you how non-biased I am, Jake Gyllenhaal is one of my least favorite actors of all time. And this is probably the best role I've ever seen him play in a movie. This might be his best movie ever as far as him being the star of a movie. I know some people say, oh, Paul, well, what about, you know, The Day After Tomorrow? Day After Tomorrow. Well, that was a Dennis Quaid starring movie. And Jake Gyllenhaal, young Jake Gyllenhaal co-starred. And anybody else could have played that role besides Jake Gyllenhaal, and it still would have been a good movie because of the storyline and the end of the world. End of the world movies always go good. Really like the story on this one. Gives you a little perspective on the double standards of American military and just American government in general. It's really fucked up story. Really sad story. If you like drama and action, I mean, it's perfect. You got plenty of drama. You got plenty of action. Guy Ritchie, I mean, I don't know. I can't really say nothing bad about this movie. I would give this movie at least a 8 out of 10, probably. I'd probably get like an 8 out of 10. Maybe 8.5. 8 to 8.5 out of 10. Really would. It's definitely a movie I could watch again. I recommend everybody watch it. Everybody acting in the movie did good. They had my man from the Vikings series and what's that movie? The Hunger Games. I don't know his name, but he played in the Vikings series and the Hunger Games. That's the thing with me. Like, I'm good with faces. I watch so many TV shows and so many movies. If I don't know their name, I could be like, oh, yeah, that cat played this. Yeah, so definitely go watch this movie, man. I watched it on, I think it's on my Amazon. I usually wait to movies. I don't go to movie theater to see these movies. I always wait because a lot of these movies nowadays are really trash. They're really not put together movies. It's a great time for independent movies. Independent movies put out better scripts, they're not putting all these identity politics and virtue signaling that definitely fucks up movies. You know, I definitely don't do a lot of that. Then you got the strike going on, so it's a great time for movie independent movies, period. But this ain't an independent movie. This is a big movie, big actors. Definitely one of the better movies, way better than Fast and Furious 10. This shit blows Fast and Furious 10 out the water, man. Like, I give Fast and Furious 10, what did I give it, like a 2 or 3? This shit blows it out the water. And it can't get no worse for Jake Gyllenhaal after this. It can only get better. And that's one thing about some of these actors is that they're not, some of them aren't really good early in their career, but after you've been acting for 20 fucking years, you would think you're going to get really good at this shit at some point. And I've always compared Jake Gyllenhaal to like a Ryan Gosling. Like, to me, they both have dull, they're like dull actors. Their characters are pretty dull. But Ryan Gosling doesn't got a Day After Tomorrow movie as a co-star where he's that good. Now, he did play in Remember the Titans, but that was like one of his very first movies. I didn't really like Ryan Gosling until The Nice Guys with Russell Crowe. But Ryan Gosling definitely don't got a movie like this. So I would say Jake Gyllenhaal got one up on him right now. And it said Academy Award nomination for Jake Gyllenhaal. I don't see why he shouldn't deserve to win the damn an Academy Award for this role. I don't see why he shouldn't. Really good role. Really good role. Really good script. All the actors did their thing. Drama great. Action's great. Suspense is great. I can't see really no flaws with this movie. You know? Can't really see. Even though I ain't giving it no 10 out of 10. I mean, it's not no Godfather 2 or you know, something like that. You know, it's not no Goodfellas. But for army movies, war movies, action movies, drama movies, it's a really good one. It's up there. It's up there. So definitely check it out. Triple P, Triple M, My Monday Movie Reviews. Shouts out to Guy Ritchie. Shouts out to one of my least favorite actors, Jake Gyllenhaal. You got my attention, buddy. You got my attention with this one. So definitely go watch Guy Ritchie's The Covenant with an 8 to 8.5. And I'm going to try to do some more independent movies. Hopefully next week I could do an independent movie. And I'm definitely going to do all the Barry Williams movies. All the Barry Williams movies that are either out now or coming soon, I'm going to make sure I definitely review all those. Shouts out to B-Dub, Barry Williams. King of the City in Vietnam, Fayetteville. Yeah, you heard it first here on the Paul Pickett Podcast. And once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in to the Triple P Triple M review. And this was Guy Ritchie's The Covenant. Go watch. Oh, matter of fact, before you go watch it, make sure you make a big, big, big bowl of popcorn. Get your whatever you drink when you watch a movie. Get a big bowl of popcorn. If you like any other snacks on the side, grab those. It's a real good movie. It'd definitely keep you in your seat. Unlike a lot of these Hollywood movies nowadays, you start watching them in like 5 minutes into it, like, this sucks. I can't watch this. Let's find something else. Once again, thank you for tuning in, and I'm out.